we've got Chesterfield against Barnsley, which will be a belter. And in goal for the Spirites will, of course, be Tommy Lee, who's on the line now. Evening, Tommy.
Evening.
Nice to talk to you again, my friend. How's life?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Looking forward to Saturday.
You could do with a win, though.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong. You know, it's been four or five games now. You know, the Sheffield United game was his last win, so hopefully we can do the business on Saturday in front of another big crowd.
Can you pinpoint what's gone wrong of late? Because you came into the league flying, didn't you? But it's tailed off since, results-wise anyway.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the problem's been, although we were winning at the start of the season, we were conceding a few goals, and we've tightened that up recently, and now the goals are not coming at the other end. And I think once we find that balance again, the results will come good again, I'm sure.
Is there an argument to say, though, at the start of the season, because you're fresh into the league, you're a bit of an unknown quantity to other teams, and as time goes on, other teams figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are and play on that?
Yeah, that's probably fair to say. You know, we're a good team. We like to pass the ball, got good players, and yeah, maybe we were a little bit of an unknown quantity at the start of the season, but, you know, these are challenges we've got to deal with a little bit better than we've been doing recently. And like I say, I'm sure if we all turn up and give it us all on Saturday, we'll get the right result.
You are an attack-minded team, though, and we were talking about this on Monday night's programme, the fact that the manager keeps saying, look, the philosophy, if I can say it, is going to be on attack-minded football. We're not going to go into games and park the bus and defend and try and sit in on teams. We're going to go and we're going to have a go at teams. We're going to try and win games. As a player, do you like to hear that?
Yeah, it's refreshing, you know. I think you can see with our back four, we've got two full-backs who are almost like wingers. They get up and down, and the puck crosses in the box. And, you know, clean sheets are good and well, but, you know, the top and bottom of it is you need to win games, and our best chance of winning games is to attack teams, and that's what we're going to do.
And you've had three clean sheets in a row now on a personal level. That must be pleasing for you.
It is pleasing because it's something that we needed to address. You know, me and Ian have chatted about it, and we did need to tighten up, and we've done that. And like I mentioned before, if we can get the goals going in at the other end, we'll be all right.
What's the feeling like in the squad at the moment?
It's good. It's good. You know, it's been said many a time, we've got a great team spirit, you know, a great set of lads. And although we haven't had many wins in the league, the camaraderie is still there with the lads, and we're all pulling in the right direction. And Saturday's a big opportunity for us in front of a big crowd to get 3 points.
What is the aim this season for Chesterfield?
I think, look, we're an ambitious team, and I'm an ambitious player, and the manager's ambitious, and we want to do as well as we can. If that's playoffs, it's playoffs, but we're going to have to, you know, improve as far to get back into the playoffs, but I'm sure we can do that.
You believe that you can challenge for promotion this season?
I believe we can, yeah. Mm. I mean, every game we go into, the manager tells us we can win because we believe we can win, and we want to do as well as we can, and like I said before, playoffs is definitely an aim, yeah.
This is your sixth year, I think, at Chesterfield now, isn't it? 2008,
it is, yeah.
August. My word, over 250 games. I'm just looking at the stats here. How happy are you at Chesterfield right now? Because, you know, that's a long time to be at one football club.
It's been a bit of a dream 6 years, really. You know, I signed after being released by Macclesfield, and you know, it couldn't have gone any better, really. You know, we've had a couple of promotions and a couple of Wembley appearances, and it's good. But you know, I'm always trying to improve. You know, I want to go as far as I can with this football club, and hopefully that'll end up in the Championship.
28 now. Any designs on playing for anybody else? Would that feel odd?
It probably would at the minute. You know, you can never say anything certain in football, but I've always enjoyed my time at Chesterfield, and as long as I'm at the club, I'm going to do that and give my all for the club.
And Barnsley, as you say, this weekend, I watched them on Friday. They beat Colchester 3-2. I saw the manager there in the director's box having a little scout on Barnsley. What kind of a game are you expecting this weekend?
It'll be a tough game. You know, they're a good footballing side as well, and I think they're off the back of three wins, two in the league and one in the FA Cup, so they have come full of confidence. And you know, hopefully, if it's a football match, we'll come out on top.
They've got goals in them as well. You'll have noticed the form, no doubt, of Sam Winall in particular. 8 goals in 8 games. Do you study what he's all about?
Yeah, I know all about Sam Winall after last season, and he's a top player. They've got a few good players as well, and you know, over the next few days, will be well drilled on their strengths going forward, and we'll prepare well, and hopefully we can nullify their threats, and we can get a couple of goals at the right end.
Owen Doyle, 17 goals. He had a flying start. Okay, the goals haven't been flowing as much recently. Has that affected him in any way?
No, Doyle has been fantastic for us all season, and you know, it's no coincidence. He works hard on the training field. He's in the gym every day. His diet's perfect, and he's getting his just desserts this season, definitely.
Tommy, all the best for the weekend. Appreciate your time tonight. Thank you. And I would obviously say all the best to Barnsley's players as well. I can't be seen to be leaning one way or the other. Got to be careful with these derby games, haven't you? But Barnsley's game at Chesterfield live on BBC Radio Sheffield this weekend. That was the Spy Rights goalkeeper, Tommy Lee.